News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
It is summer and you might find yourself outdoors more than you would normally, and it increases the risk of encountering a tick. It's never happened to me, but I've seen it happen to other people, and by Janie, does it hurt. And what's worse, could it cause you lasting damage? Jack Lambert is infectious disease specialist and he's with us now. Good morning to you, Jack.
Good morning.
What does a tick do? I mean, obviously the bite itself hurts, but they are carriers of disease as well.
Well, interestingly, the ticks are the size of sesame seed. They're tiny little things. And actually the bite they give doesn't hurt. So that's the surprising thing about it. It's not like a sandfly. It's not like a mosquito. It doesn't hurt you. So ticks are everywhere all over Ireland, on large animals, small animals, and then they fall off in the grass, and you go out and walk in the grass. If you're a kid, you crawl in the grass and the ticks attach to you and they bite you silently. And ticks carry bacteria. And one of those bacteria is called Borrelia, the Lyme bacteria. But ticks also carry other bacteria that people aren't aware of. They carry Anaplasma, Rickettsia, probably Bartonella, Babesia, a lot of different infections. So it's kind of an infection that's probably more common in an island than we're aware of, because it's not on a lot of people's radar screen.
Now, it most likely manifests itself through a little mark that's left for the bite. But then if you do get an infection, there's what they call the bullseye, isn't it? There's kind of, it literally spreads out in a circle from the center.
It can, but not always. And that's the thing is that that's the challenge. That is, if you get a tick in your back, you wouldn't see the bullseye rash. So there is a bullseye rash in about maybe half the cases, but not 100%. So sometimes the tick just bites you and it just leaves a little red mark, not a big bullseye rash. But if you have a bullseye rash, and if you've been out in the country and you see a bullseye rash and you've got pains all over, it's Lyme disease. And a lot of the, you know, doctors and a lot of the clients in Ireland are not aware of that either. So there's a huge educational need to be aware of ticks, to be aware that they can carry infections. And bullseye rash is part of it. But also in the middle of the summer, catching a flu, getting aches and pains, getting headaches, getting fevers. There's lots of symptoms of Lyme disease that are kind of non-specific. And then people wouldn't really associate them with a tick unless they saw the tick or unless they saw the bullseye rash.
So what should you do if you fear that you have been bitten by a tick, or if you have some of those symptoms? Like, is it important that you go to your GP?
Well, I think it's worth it to think about it. Like I said, it's like I said, if you're out in the country in the middle of the summer and you come home and 2 days later you catch the flu, it's not the flu. There is no flu in the summer. It's something else, and it could be Lyme disease. So it's if you get joint pain, if you get fevers, if you get brain fog, all these non-specific symptoms. Patients also get facial palsies, Bell's palsies. So there's an awful lot of symptoms of Lyme disease, and unfortunately, the symptoms might not come on till weeks and weeks after the tick bite. So in countries where, people are like Poland and stuff, and where there's ticks all over the place and lots of Lyme disease, people, when they come home from a country walk, they'll kind of check their body for ticks, take off their clothes, put them in the dryer. A hot dryer will kill off ticks. So there are, so awareness is important. And if you think you've got Lyme, then you should go to your GP to consider that possibility. The next challenge is there's an antibody test, but the antibody test doesn't go positive for 4 to 8 weeks after after the infection, and then it doesn't always go positive at all. It's not 100% accurate test, so it's a bit of a mystery disease still. But it's common. In my opinion, it's not, they don't keep records of numbers in Ireland, but I think it's hugely common in Ireland and we're missing a lot of cases.
Yeah, I have to say, for something so small, it causes a lot of trouble by the sounds of it. Professor Jack Lambert, infectious disease specialist, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. Has it happened to you? Have you been bitten by a tick? I do remember hearing a story a couple of years ago of a young fella, and the tick crawled up his leg and bit him inside the shorts. And I remember thinking at the time, that's going to hurt. And then they had to take the tick off because the tick was still on. nightmare stuff. Has it happened to you? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.